Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If it happens in college football, hear it here first.
Rifles one wide open.
This is College Football Game Time with Chris Guilford, John Chuckery, and Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Kicking off another hour of College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. At 92.9 The Game on Twitter, you can find John Chuckery at JMCH316. You can find Randy McMichael at RandyMac81. You can find me at ChrisGoforth1. We've got a big Saturday of college football as we take a look around the nation. College Football Game Time, though, brought to you in part by Dos Equis. Make social distancing more interesting with Dos Equis, a most interesting beer. We'll get to Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, coming up before the end of this hour as well. But, guys, let's start off again by going around the nation. Let's start with this game. Number 3 Ohio State hosting 9th-ranked Indiana. That's a 12 o'clock kickoff today on Fox. John Chuckery, I shared this with Andy and Randy yesterday, so I've got to tell it to you now because I think it's probably my favorite stat of the week in college football. The average touchdown drive for Indiana this year is just 53 yards. Everything they're doing is predicated off of getting turnovers by that defense, and give them credit because they're taking those turnovers and turning them into points. The problem they're going to have today is the fact they're going up against an Ohio State team that they just don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of led into what I was going to say, is that Indiana can't afford to give any turnovers today in this game because this game will be over quickly if they give a turnover to Ohio State. So I don't know. I mean, is right now Ohio State the best offense in America? I mean, they just don't look. Fields is at 86.7% completion percentage right now. And I understand that Penix actually leads the conference in completions and attempts and in yards and things like that. But the way the efficiency of the Ohio State offense is, he's averaging 11 yards per attempt. He's got 11 touchdown passes. I mean, this has been, I mean, obviously, you know, you want to talk about like quarterback battles. This has been the two best quarterbacks in the Big Ten this year by far, probably. It's probably not even really close as to who the third one is, you know, out there. I just, you know, Indiana has played really well defensively this year. They're one of the best scoring defenses in the country.
But
I just don't know how you stop Ohio State's offense right now unless they help you. They have to help you. I mean, that's the only way to me that you're going to slow them down right now.
The only way the only chance Indiana has today is they got to get at least two turnovers. At least two turnovers. And maybe a big play on special teams or something. I mean, I love the story, you know, this Indiana story. And, you know, the players are buying in, they're believing that, and, you know, but they don't have enough firepower. Somebody said this morning they need to be able to score with Ohio State. No, they don't. They need to try to slow down Ohio State and prevent them from scoring every time they get the football. Because if they don't create a turnover today, it doesn't matter. Because Justin Fields will just shred them apart. And ultimately, Ohio State will out-athlete Indiana.
Indiana is a good story. Their head coach, Tom Allen, he's got a son that is a senior on this team who's out for the year, lost for the year with an injury. And Tom Allen, earlier this week, he got a little choked up talking about his son and his family.
It's been a long journey, but it's been awesome. And my kids were sacrificed and my wife. So that's why it hurts so much for Thomas, because I know what he's been through to get here. So he's a tough sucker. So I'm blessed. It's made me who I am. I love this place. I love these kids. We're going to fight, man. I don't care what anybody says about this stinking game. We're going to compete, and we're going to fight. And good Lord willing, we're going to find a way. Keep proving everybody wrong. That's all I got to say.
It's Tom Allen. Guys, I didn't realize it this week, or until this week. Indiana has lost more college football games than any other program in the country. The record for coaching wins at Indiana is only 69.
Wow.
Yeah, Tom Allen, he's got, I mean, if he chooses to stay, now I think he's probably got things to the point now to where he's got a chance to maybe be the all-time winningest coach in Indiana history if he wants to stick around. But I think when you hear the, you know, you hear the way this guy talks about his team and his players, there's going to be some whether he takes it or not, I don't know. But there's going to be some folks sniffing around Tom Allen this offseason.
Hey, I've been saying it. I mean, in a normal season, he'd be the number one coaching candidate in the country for everything, the way that they have. And listen, it's not that just they're just that good just this year. They were
they're
close
building.
Last,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
couple of years.
Yeah, they've been good the last right. They've been good really right. about the last 2 to 3.
Right. I think they had one of the best seasons ever last year. I think it was the second most wins in school history or whatever like that. This is a good litmus test. You know, they've played Ohio State well in the past for 2 to 3 quarters. But they've never been able to close the deal. Now, you know, they got over the Michigan and the Penn State hump, and good for them. I think that this is just a whole another animal. They're one of the best rushing defenses in the conference, going up against one of the best rushing offenses. Something's going to have to give there. Randy, the only other thing I'll say is they've got to be less one-dimensional than they've been on offense, Indiana. They don't run the football
well. Jay, say you took the words right about they have got to shorten the game. They got to – because sometimes your best offense – I mean, your best defense is your offense.
Yeah.
And if they can sustain drives and keep Justin Fields – because the thing with Justin Fields and its Ohio State offense, they don't need a lot of time to score. So, I mean,
right.
they are just that lethal. And in order for Indiana to have a chance in this game, like I said earlier, guys, they have to come up with at least 2 turnovers and maybe a big play on special teams, a block punt for a touchdown, kick out. So they got to have a big play that – you know, generate some juice into that squad. I mean, it's different going into the horseshoe when there's nobody there. So then you don't have to worry about that atmosphere, whatever. But, I mean, Ohio State is just an unbelievable football team right now.
Let's talk Bedlam, guys, where in Norman today, Oklahoma welcomes in number 14, Oklahoma State. The Cowpokes have won just one time in Norman since 2003. Oklahoma has dominated the series. Mike Gundy, 2-13. Against Oklahoma as the head coach at Oklahoma State. If you don't get them this year, John, when do you get them?
Chris, I have my hand raised.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, please.
Have you seen the record when these two teams are both ranked in the top 25? Oklahoma is 16-1 in those matchups.
They've dominated.
Yeah, it's crazy. We were talking with Toby. One thing that Oklahoma really does well this year, Randy, is if you're going to be, you know, one of those Big 12 defenses, you better be able to get after the quarterback.
They can sack the quarterback.
And they are one of the best. I think they're 8th in the nation in sacks per game this year. That's the one thing that they do really well. They got a bunch of guys that have 4, 5, 6 sacks on their team. So, now, you know, what I was asking Toby is the fact that, you know, as part of that, the fact that once you're up by 50 on a team and they have no choice but to just throw it, does that make it a lot easier? But they've been really good at getting after the quarterback, which is something that they haven't always done. You know, their defenses have been real hit or miss, but they've really been good, Randy, this year at getting after the quarterback.
26 sacks, excuse me, John, 26 sacks already this year for Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's
defense.
Almost 4 sacks a game. I think it's eighth in the. I think they're 8th in the country, I think is the stat I looked up earlier, is that when it comes to sacks per game. So that's the one thing they have going for them. But Oklahoma does not run the football, guys. I mean, and, you know, whatever it is, their yards per carry for some of their guys. Now, they are getting better, but they have not run the football very well this year. And that's been one of the things about this matchup is, you know, it's always been a good running attack that these two teams have put up against one another. But Oklahoma has really struggled. They score a lot of touchdowns. Man, they've got like 26 rushing touchdowns, Chris, I think Oklahoma does this year. That's a crazy number. But their top two backs average like 4.4 and 3.2 yards a carry on the season.
Yeah. Let's go to number 10, Wisconsin, against number 19, Northwestern today. winner of this game probably goes on to win that division. We talked about Graham Mertz earlier. He is back at quarterback at Wisconsin. Kind of had to shake off a little bit of rust last week. Guys, I think if you like close, low-scoring football games, if you like defensive football, this will be your game today to watch.
This might be 16-13 today. Both well-coached football teams. I think Wisconsin is a better football team than Northwestern, but I think just because of the way Northwestern, this kind of like Kentucky does, bring you down to their level a little bit and they, you know, try to ugly up the game and everything. Wisconsin, we found out the quarterback will play today. And so I think that gives them the best chance to win. I think they will win that side of the Big Ten and face off with Ohio State in the you know, the Big Ten championship. And then that's one of those games where anything can happen because Wisconsin is just one of those teams that when they're at their best, they can upset anybody. They just seem like they're one of those squads that can just knock somebody off when they're not supposed to.
I've got a question I'll be asking next in Buy or Sell about Northwestern, because if they get past today, things could get very interesting for Northwestern.
I can't wait for that. Is that a tease? Oh, yeah. Got some stuff. This just came down, guys, about the Clemson. And FSU says a Clemson backup offensive lineman tested positive for COVID-19 from a test taken Friday. They received the results after they landed in Tallahassee, and the player traveled with the team. FSU officials were not comfortable playing because of the potential spread. So somebody lying.
Yep. Oh, this story isn't going away.
Yeah. Somebody lying.
This will continue throughout your college football Saturday and probably through the week. We'll get to a buy or sell presented by John Chuckery when we come back. It's college football game time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the radio.com app.
It's time now for John Chuckery's often imitated but never duplicated world-famous buy or sell segment.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into college football game time. John Chuckery here. Chris Goforth, Randy McMichael, we head toward the top of the 12 o'clock hour. Don't forget, we still got our picks coming up. We got Brandon Adams coming up, so we got our Max of the Week. So lots to get into, but of course, it is that time of the show when we give you 10 questions, buy or sell. Sponsored by, oh boy, oh, we're still looking, by Akron U.
No, this is not a loser segment. So,
oh,
no,
okay.
No.
Okay. No. Man, I tell you, I'm still reeling. Let's see here. Randy Mack, let's start with you today. Notre Dame is the best rushing offense in the ACC. Buy or sell? Notre Dame is the best rushing offense in the ACC. Buy or sell?
Oh, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. I think them being number two in the country right now is a big result of their run game. And right now, Travis Etienne, he's been bottled up the last few weeks.
By the way, North Carolina really runs it well, too.
Yeah, you know what? I'll still buy it.
Okay.
I'll still buy it, even though North Carolina is, like, right below them.
Chris Goforth, Notre Dame's the best rushing offense in the ACC by herself.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy that, especially with the way that, you know, and I give all of that to the offensive line and just how well those guys play.
They don't have one of those stars back there, Chris.
Exactly. Yeah. There's not a, you know, that's not Reggie Bush back there running the ball. I mean, they've got it's that offensive line that makes that thing go.
Shocking. Notre Dame's got some really good offensive linemen. Chris Goforth, Penn State only wins one of their last four games. Buy or sell? Penn State only wins one of their last four games. I'm going to give them a win against Rutgers, and that's it the rest of the way.
Wow. I'm going to buy that. I think this is this will be an all-time low for Penn State by the end of the year.
Randy McMichael, Penn State only wins one of their last four games. Buy or sell?
I'll buy that. And, Chris, you're talking about Penn State. So all these allegations are coming down on them now? Like, you're seeing all these new things, a player, former player suing him. They're talking about this hazing thing that was going on. I mean,
Randy, that was my what's bugging Chuckery last night.
Uh-huh.
The difference between what the players are saying and what James Franklin and Penn State are saying, you can't have how could two sides be so far apart?
Yes.
If you read through the allegations and read through the statements from everybody, Franklin says, oh, there's nothing going on, no big deal. And this kid is like, hold on, they're doing sexual simulations with me in the shower and all this kind of stuff. And Franklin's like, no, 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 nothing's going on here.
Yeah,
how
man.
Can two sides be so far apart?
Somebody, lying. What do we say? There will be lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's lying. And if you were winning, it's still a big deal, but it's even bigger now that y'all are struggling the way y'all are. And that these allegations that this young man brought upon, talking about what happened with the older class, upper class that we're doing to him, James Franklin gonna be looking for another job.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's gonna be looking for another job.
Yeah, well, he may not get another job if that's.
Yeah, if this is true, James might. Yeah, he might not get another job.
Randy
Mack. That's sick. What I just read.
Randy Mack, Florida will be fifth in the first college football poll on Tuesday, by herself. Florida will be fifth in the first college football poll on Tuesday.
I'll sell it. I think they'll be sixth. I think A&M will be in front of them because A&M beat them.
Chris Goforth, Florida will be fifth in the first college football poll on Tuesday.
Oh, goodness. 2, 3, 4. Yes, they'll be fifth.
Okay. Chris Goforth, Northwestern will go undefeated this year. Northwestern will go undefeated this year, buy or sell.
Well, once they get past Wisconsin today, I mean, I think certainly it looks really good for them the rest of the way. I mean, it's the only challenge they're going to have. I'm going to say no. I'm going to sell that because I don't think they beat Wisconsin today.
Randy McMichael, Northwestern will go undefeated this year. Talking regular season, you know, of course. Northwestern will go undefeated this season.
No, I'll sell it because same thing with Chris. I think they'll lose to Wisconsin today.
Yep. Randy McMichael, Elijah Moore is the best non-quarterback offensive player in the SEC. Buy or sell. Wide
receiver
from Mississippi.
It's hard to stop that dude.
Yeah, wide receiver from Mississippi, Elijah Moore. He is unbelievable.
Is he the best offensive player?
Non-quarterback offensive player in the SEC.
I think it's between him and Kyle Pitts.
And Devontae Smith, too?
I'll sell that because of Devontae Smith, Kyle Pitts, but, I mean, he ain't taking a back seat to him, though. They all sitting in that one-row pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all sitting in that one-row pickup truck together.
Chris Goforth, Elijah Moore is the best non-quarterback offensive player in the SEC, buy or sell.
Well, given the fact that Waddle guy from Alabama's hurt.
Yes.
I will buy that. If Waddle's healthy,
I agree.
He's the second best.
Yes,
but yeah, I'll buy that right now.
Chris Goforth, neither Oklahoma or Texas will play in the Big 12 championship game. Buy or sell?
Yeah, I think the path is there for Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma gets there. I don't see how they can get to a college football playoff berth. I think Oklahoma one is the most talented team in the Big 12. I think they're still the best team in the Big 12, and I think at the end of the day, they're going to be there. So. I will sell that.
Randy McMichael, neither Oklahoma or Texas will play in the Big 12 championship game, buy or sell.
I will buy that.
Teasers for later there.
Exactly.
and it's also why I wrote the question.
Hey, you see, I was like, later on, right.
It's a tease for you, and it's a tease why I wrote the question. James Franklin, Randy McMichael, will be gone from Penn State before Jim Harbaugh will be gone from Michigan, buy or sell.
I'll rent it because I think they're both gone after this year.
So you went down to the Rent-A-Center and put down your no credit check deposit, and you get you got the washer and dryer. So it's going to cost you $1,200, but you got it anyway. Chris Goforth, James Franklin will be gone from Penn State before Jim Harbaugh will be gone from Michigan. Buy or sell?
I will sell that. I think Jim Franklin's going to end up getting it. I think he's going to get a few more years at Penn State. I think Harbaugh's gone, guys. There is no way Jim Harbaugh is back at Michigan next year with what this thing's turned into.
Wow. How about that for a hot, spicy take? This is it for Jim Harbaugh. Okay. All right. Chris Goforth, the Naismith Coach of the Year Award will come from a non-Power 5 team. Buy or sell. The Naismith Coach of the Year Award will come from a non-Power 5 team. buy or sell?
You know, I was all ready to give this award to Sam Pittman, but that wasn't a good look what Florida did to him on last week. So I'm going to buy that. I think you're going to have to talk about, you know, you'll talk about Luke Fickell for that award.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to talk about Jamie Chadwell for that award. So I will.
Can I tell you, if Hugh Freeze wins today,
there's another
NC
guy.
State, they'd be 3-0 against
the
ACC. ACC.
That is 100% right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's going to be in that conversation too. So, I don't know. There's that whole Tom Allen thing. Wish I knew how Indiana was going to be able to finish out the year
Pat
after
Fitzgerald.
After
if they go
today.
Undefeated, is going to.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna sell that, John. I think it will come from somebody. I've talked myself into it. I think it will come. The award will go to somebody from a Power 5 conference.
Randy Mack, the Naismith Coach of the Year award, will come from a non-Power 5 team by herself.
I'm buying that. I'm buying that because one of these – because it's not like these non-Power 5 teams are not necessarily playing against anybody. But, I mean, these guys are going to – one or two of these things, I think, Chuck, you had a question a couple of weeks ago, how many would be in the top 12, I think it was. You're going to have at least two of them. So I'm buying it. I'm buying it. Now – Cincinnati, if they get past USC UCF today, which is going to be a hard game to get by because UCF can score. Fickell will be the coach of the year. Yeah, he gets Cincinnati undefeated. Yeah,
they win today. What are they going to be, guys? Seventh when the poll comes out?
Probably.
I mean, they'll be right behind A&M and Florida, right? I mean, they can't. There's nobody that's going to be ahead of them once you get past A&M and Florida, right?
No, I don't see anybody.
Yeah, I wouldn't think, but again, I don't know what, you know, the committee, you never know. Randy Mack, Matt Corral is the third best quarterback in the SEC, buy or sell. Matt Corral is the third best quarterback in the SEC, buy or sell.
I'll buy that. I can't put him in front of I'll put him in front of Mond, but I won't put him in front of Kyle Trask or Mac Jones.
Chris Goforth, Matt Corral is the third best quarterback in the SEC, buy or sell.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I put him exactly the same place Randy did.
And finally, let's wrap it up. Chris Goforth, Cincinnati is a top three defense in college football. Buy or sell? Cincinnati is a top three defense in college football. Buy or sell?
Well, I guess I'll buy it. The numbers say yes. I don't think we're really going to know where they stack up until they get to a bowl game. I mean, I think that's going to be the ultimate test for me because they're not playing the same type of competition week in and week out that, you know, teams from the SEC or the ACC or for that matter, even the Big 12 are facing every week. So right now I'll buy that and I'll say yes because the statistics bear that to be true. But I'd love to see them play against a tougher
schedule.
Have you
seen the latest bowl projections on where they are slated?
I have not. Enlighten me.
That would be the Peach Bowl against the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, I would love that.
Georgia and Cincinnati here in the Peach Bowl. How about that matchup?
I would love
that. It'd be good. It'd be real good.
Randy Mack, Cincinnati's a top three defense in college football, buy or sell?
I'll sell it. I'll sell it. I think, just like Chris said, I think, you know, they're outside the Power 5 conference great defense. And they're great. They're better. Their defense is better than some Power 5 teams right now. But because of the competition level, I'll sell it.
That's buy or sell?
All right, thank you very much, John Chuckery. We got a lot more to get to here on College Football Game Time this morning. We're going to visit with Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. We will do that when we come back. We've still got to get to our Max of the Week, and we're going to take a look around the ACC to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. College Football Game Time brought to you by ESOG Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. College Football Game Time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we head out on the Wait4.com hotline, we welcome in Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Paul, kind enough to spend some time with us. Big game today in the Big Ten, Ohio State in Indiana. We'll get to that game in just a second. But, Paul, I want to start first with last week. And Ohio State's game against Maryland was canceled. Did the off week come at a good time for Ohio State?
No, I understand why you asked that, Chris. But no, and the reason to say that is because they play so little football. And one of the things Ryan Day has talked about before the season was restarted and the way that the spring and summer was all goofed up, football players and football coaches love having a routine, and they didn't have one. And the cancellation of last week's game interrupted their routine. They found out on Wednesday right before they were going to start practice. Now, they were able to still practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even practiced on Saturday. And it gave them a little extra time to get started for Indiana. But now, just because there's been so little football and because of all of the unknowns, if something else might happen again down the road, that was the unfortunate part about all of it.
Ohio State not allowing anyone in the stands today. No family members. No one will be there. Is there such a thing, and Paul, you go around, you know, you go around the Big Ten, is there such a thing as a home field advantage in 2020?
I don't think so, Chris. And again, the reason that they decided this week to not allow the families of the players and coaches is because Franklin County here in Columbus has exercised a health concern just because of the escalating numbers of the coronavirus. Now, they have said they will revisit that following this week because they have one more home game after this, and it's against the University of Michigan. Let's also remember, too, that includes any of the families of the visiting team, Indiana, that would be traveling. But, no, Chris, I don't think there really is a home field advantage this year other than the, you know, if you want to call it an inconvenience, but the things the teams have to do with traveling and being away from home. And that's even more challenging now just with some of the restrictions with airplanes, with hotels and all of that.
Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, with us this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Do you sense a, I don't know, maybe fear isn't the right word, but maybe it's worry or concern around the Ohio State program about getting enough games played to make an impression on the playoff committee and get one of those four spots?
The first part of your question, yes, there is a fear about not having games played, but not so much about the playoff part of it. Ryan Day has talked to his players, and he even mentioned on our weekly radio show this week, for all of the players to imagine that outside the fence and the walls of their football complex, that the virus is there everywhere, and that they have to treat it as that. So their fear is not being able to play games, and he has said their greatest enemy is the virus. But they're not focusing on what needs to be done as far as the College Football Playoff Committee. They're, and I know it's coach speak and it's player speak, but they're just focusing on being able to get each and every game each and every week. So, you know, this weekend Indiana, next week at Illinois. So, you know, that's something they can't control, and Brian Day has been pretty consistent when he's talked about that. They just want the opportunity to play.
Ohio State's had a tremendous run of pass rushers in recent years. I mean, you can kind of start and end with the Bosa brothers if you want. I mean, that is a they have had a tremendous run of guys that are able to get after the quarterback. Is there a standout pass rusher in this front seven?
Not a standout pass rusher, but we've seen in the three games they've played that the group provides guys that have been disruptive, whether it's Jonathan Cooper, Tommy Togiai, Haskell Garrett, Tyreek Smith, Tyler Friday, Antoine Jackson. So there's a group of them that have been able to do that. There's not the single standalone guy like Joey or Nick Bosa or like Chase Young or even some of the others before that. But what that's done, Chris, also has allowed them to, you know, what you saw a lot with Chase Young, people were double teaming him and created opportunities for other people. You're seeing more individual matchups, and that's giving these current-day defensive linemen an opportunity, as coaches say, to try and win a one-on-one battle to get to the quarterback or at least affect the play offensively.
What's the matchup to watch for in this game today against Indiana?
It will be Indiana's offense, and especially what Michael Penix at quarterback does and their receivers, namely Ty Freifogel and Watt Fillier, against Ohio State's secondary. This secondary in their last game gave up some chunk plays to Rutgers. Now, many of them are on gimmicky trick plays, but they've not yet played to the standard that we've seen Ohio State secondary play. That's not a slight, but guys like Seven Banks, Marcus Williamson, Marcus Hooker, Sean Wade, Josh Proctor, they're going to face a challenge like they haven't seen all year with what Indiana's offense does. The other thing to watch, too, is what Indiana's defense has been able to do is force turnovers and, you know, take the ball away from opponents. They've got 10 interceptions on the year through the course of four games, and Ohio State has been, for the most part, pretty good, and especially Justin Fields very good at not having thrown interceptions. So the Indiana offense against Ohio State secondary and securing the football.
It's College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we visit with Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State and Indiana kickoff coming up a little bit later on today. I wanted to ask you about Justin Fields because he has played
about as perfect, I guess, as you could play through three games so far, Paul. Is there a weakness in his game?
Not that we've seen in a year plus. You know, he has as many touchdown passes and incompletions. I mean, that's almost video game type of numbers. His second year in the program, he's become a little more of a noticeable and vocal leader with this football team, in particular in the offense. We've not seen them use him rushing the football a whole lot yet, but I think everybody knows that that's there. So really, there hasn't, and his accuracy this year has just been off the charts compared to last year. And a lot of that has to do with the receivers who've made some incredible catches. So not, I mean, to a layperson, no, not a real weakness or real glitch or anything that we've been able to detect.
You mentioned those Ohio State wide receivers. I wanted to ask you about those guys because that's a pretty talented group, especially a talented group of freshmen that they have there. It's a young group. What have you seen from those guys so far?
Well, it's been amazing when you consider the group that they lost last year, the guys whose eligibility had expired. But what you've seen, Chris Olave just makes incredible plays. He's got great ability to get away from defenders. Garrett Wilson is another one who makes almost acrobatic catches. And then you throw in that group of young freshmen. You know, actually, there's a sophomore who really has gotten a lot of attention in Jamison Williams. And we've seen him, even though he's got, four catches, I think, this year, we've seen him become a factor. But that young group shows a lot of promise, whether it's Julian Fleming, Jackson Smith, and Jigba, G. Scott. And the other thing that it's done, Chris, it's really opened up opportunities for the tight end. I know everybody likes to say, why don't you throw to the tight end more? But now with the depth they have at tight end, with Luke Farrell, Jeremy Ruckert, and Jake Hausman, who's been banged up the last couple of weeks, I think the threats that those outside receivers have really created have opened up opportunities for the tight end. So it's a deep group. It's a talented group. And guys, that receiving group, they have to earn their bones on special teams before they get the scrimmage down. So those guys have all done that.
Man, I'm glad you mentioned Jeremy Ruckert because I wanted to ask you about him because he, to me, is kind of the unsung guy out of that group of skill guys that Ohio State has. He is a matchup nightmare, Paul, for linebackers and defensive backs to try to figure out how to cover this guy. What have you seen from him this year?
Well, it began with what we saw at the end of last year. He was a guy that would make some incredible catches like wide receivers. But a guy that just really has been able, because of the attention that Olave and Wilson and Williams get, he's been able to settle into those spots with a little bit of an opening and present himself as a great target to Justin Fields. And, you know, he's caught more passes than the other tight ends, but they also, because of what they do as a group, they create the blocking influence that assists with the offensive line as well. But Jeremy Ruckert certainly has asserted himself as a guy that has to be reckoned with and a guy that, as you said, he can be a matchup nightmare for defenses.
Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Paul, enjoy the game today. We'll look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Sounds good, Chris.
That's Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Kind enough to spend a little bit of time with us here on College Football Game Time as we discuss that Indiana-Ohio State matchup that is set for later on today. Guys, I want to circle back around and a couple of games that we didn't get to earlier this hour that I wanted to mention. One is 20th-ranked USC going up against Utah. It's the third game, Randy, for USC, and it's the third time they have played a team that is playing their first game. Who knows exactly what Utah is going to look like, but I know that USC is two plays away from being 0-2 right
yes,
now.
Yes, they are, man. They are skinning. I mean, you talking about it, skinning their teeth 2 weeks in a row. But, I mean, you give credit. I mean, you win. A win is a win. And, you know, they stacked up these conference wins. And I don't know, you know, their chances of making it to the college football playoffs. But an undefeated USC will make an argument because they are USC. But, yeah, I don't know what to make of this Utah team because they haven't played yet. But, you know, this is one of those upset, waiting-to-happen type games if you're USC.
Sure is. Sure
yeah, is. That drive last week to win that game.
It was unreal.
I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, but, you know, right now, you know, normally in a college football playoff here, Chris, you say style points and things like that. I think now it's just can you play games?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's one of the things that, you know, in a committee is going to look at, okay, what's your resume? You know, were you able to figure out the pandemic? Do you have at least a decent body's worth of games? I don't think how you win really factors in this year. I really don't. I don't think teams are going to get punished or rewarded for blowout wins or this, that, and the other. I think just the fact that you played and you got a result in the game is really just as important as anything else.
That was kind of the question that I asked Paul Keels early on in that interview, guys, was whether or not he had seen, was there worry, was there concern around the Ohio State program about whether or not they could play enough games to be able to get into the college football playoff. Now, he said it wasn't necessarily a concern about getting into the playoff so much as it was. There was definitely a concern, though, around getting games played and getting games in. And certainly I think right now everybody across the country is getting a little bit concerned about what's happening. You know, we're seeing games this morning, for instance, 8 o'clock this morning. It was decided that, you know, Florida State and Clemson wouldn't play today. And, we're at, 15, 16, 18, whatever the number is now today of games that are either canceled fully and won't be made up or games that are going to have to be postponed. And at some point in time, they're running out of days to be able to make up games.
They're running out of weekends. They just announced that the Florida-Vanderbilt game will replace Clemson-Florida State on ABC at noon. Well, so it was going to be a bloodbath anyways at noon.
We'll get to our max of the week when we come back. We'll give you our top players, coaches, coordinators, programs from last week in college football. We'll also take a look around at the ACC. Clemson-Florida State not happening today. Georgia Tech-Miami. Not happening today. We will talk about those games that are going on when we come back. It's College Football Game Time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.